Hello, great minds. Welcome to Healthy Relationship with Grace Festus Alao. How are you today? I hope you are fine. You are better, because that's God's desire for you, that you are better, that the best of you is yet to emerge, and He wants the best of you to emerge. So it is well with your soul. Today, we are going to do effective communication in relationship.
Yes,
effective communication in relationship. A lot of us are having problems communicating well within our relationship.
Yeah,
we are busy talking and not communicating. There's a big difference between talking and communicating. In communication, you wait for feedback, and there cannot be feedback if the message has been interrupted. So in trying to communicate with your loved one, you must make sure your message is not interrupted, and the recipient receives the message, decodes it, analyzes it, and interprets it. Then it sends a feedback to you. Until you receive the feedback, you've not communicated well. Sometimes the feedback may not be words. It may be a sign. It may be a nod. It may be a wink. But you must make sure you pass the message across very well. Be a good communicator. Now, a lot of us are being selfish by only being interested in hearing our views. Let me just pass across what I want to say. Let me just say my mind. Without waiting, without being patient enough to listen to what our recipient or our loved one or our partner is saying. You may be in business with somebody. Are you communicating well with your business partner? You must learn to listen to his or her own views. Even if you don't agree, listen. That makes you a good communicator. And you must try to understand. Sometimes you may not agree with his or her point, but understand what he or she is trying to say. People, we don't care what you want to say. If you are not patient enough to listen to what they want to say, care for them. When you care for somebody, we care for somebody by listening to what the person wants to say. Don't allow communication breakdown in your relationship. Try to understand your spouse, your fears, by studying him or her. Listen with your ears, observe with your eyes, and observe the body languages also. I want to encourage you to understudy your spouse or your loved one. The same way you study for your exams, understudy your spouse and learn to be a great communicator. It is well with you, so your relationship will be better and to be the best. You can experience Eden on earth. People learn the acts of it. God bless you. You can give me a mention on Twitter at grace_firstos, and you can read great blogs. My blog on love, relationship, and marriage, www.embodimentsofgrace.wordpress.com. Have a great day.